With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you still there?
Tom Easterly sat with three hard-faced men in a corner of the cafe. Tom felt important. He was flattered by the attention of his companions. It wasn't often that men of the world like Scar McDowell, Butch Conklin, and Breed Arnaz were amused by the jokes of a fellow just past 19.
Bueno, it's bueno.
That's all right, Tom. Yes, sirree.
I never heard anyone tell stories like Tom can tell them. Where'd you hear that yarn, Tom?
Well, I didn't think it was so funny. I just made it up.
Made it up?
Didn't I tell you, boys? The kid's got a smart head on his shoulders.
Downright smart.
Yeah, that's right. He's smart.
You're right there, Tom.
Senor, look. What's the matter, Breed? The law has come this way.
That snooping sheriff again. Why don't he leave us alone?
And let me talk to him.
Hello there, Tom.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
Well, this is a curious place for you to be at this hour of the night.
Well, I don't
see. Are these your friends?
Yes, and Sheriff, it's past your bedtime. Why don't you go home and stop snooping around hoping someone will break the law so you can throw them into that jail of yours?
Maybe you three didn't hear me when I said something about the climate in this town.
Nothing's wrong with my hearing. How about you, Scar?
Mine's all right.
I said that this was bad climate for certain kinds of men. Now, I'd suggest that you three
Sheriff,
start...
you'd be surprised at the way we can accommodate ourselves to different climates. Why, we've been in some of the hottest places you can imagine, and we've thrived on them. Yeah, I don't think this town could get too hot for us.
Tom, I want to speak to you.
Yeah?
Alone.
Well, I...
Come with me.
Sit still, Tom. You don't have to take orders from him.
Sheriff, you got something to say to Tom, you just go right ahead and say it. We don't mind, do we, Bree?
No.
I'm waiting, Tom.
All right, I'll listen to you. Wait for me, gents. I'll be back in a minute.
You'll be waiting, Tom.
Don't be long.
What's up, Sheriff?
Wait till we get outside where the air is fit to breathe. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Yeah, this will do.
Well, let's have it.
Now, look here, Tom Easterly. What in tarnation's got into you?
Why?
You know why. It ain't like you to be hanging around the cafe at all hours of the night.
Is there any law against it?
No, but it ain't a matter of law. Just a matter of good sense. You ain't enjoying yourself.
I'm old enough to know what I want to do.
Old enough. Hmm. Do you know those three men you were sitting with?
Sure I do.
You know their names, but do you know anything about them?
Why?
Well, those are three of the worst, slipperiest, the orneriest outlaws in this part of the country.
They're not in jail.
No. No, they ain't in jail. But that don't mean they're decent men. They've been too slippery for the law to catch. That's the only reason they ain't in jail.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like the way you say that.
They told me how you tried to frame them.
Oh, so I tried to frame them, did I?
You ought to know, Sheriff.
Listen, Tom. I've known your folks since you was born. I'd do anything in the world for you and your ma.
I'm not arguing that point, Sheriff.
Your ma's had a man-sized job ever since your dad died. She's had no easy time of it making ends meet, keeping the ranch going, and raising you to be the right kind of a man.
I know all that.
Are you going to make her sorry she did it?
What do you mean?
Tom, go on home where you belong. Don't hang around that cafe, least of all with buzzards like Conklin, Mido, and Arnaz. You mark my words. They're after something. They wouldn't bother with you if they wasn't.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I do. Now, you go on home.
I'll go home when I'm ready. Not before.
Are you a young pipsqueak?
I know the law. You can't order me around.
Tom, you sure ain't been helped none by listening to those three crooks.
I know my rights.
Well, you're going home right now, Tom.
Oh, am I?
Yes, you are. Now, you can go under your own steam or I'll help you. Are you going?
No.
Oh, we'll see.
Hey, let go of my neck.
What you need is a good spanking. Now, get along there.
Let go of me, do you hear? You can't do this to me. Let me go.
March along there.
You'd be sorry for this.
You wait.
Go on. Let go of my neck. Let go.
The sheriff don't know it, but he played right into our hands.
How's that?
He's made Tom sore enough to do just about anything.
Bueno.
I hope you're right, Butch.
I know I'm right. I know that boy's type. He's been here in the same place all his life. Everyone around here still looks at him and treats him as a kid. And Tom resents that.
Yeah.
He thinks he's pretty important when men like us are friendly with him. He'll jump at the chance to team up with us.
Even if he knows what we are going to do?
That won't matter.
I hope we are not wasting our time with him.
Breed, I never waste time.
It's a long time since we have had money.
We'll soon have a plenty of money. It's better to make the plans careful and arrange things so someone takes the blame for what we do. When the law thinks the case is solved, that settles it. We'll be in the clear.
See, but how soon?
As far as I can see, Bree, we can take care of the bank tomorrow night.
Ah, bueno. Just a minute, Butch.
Huh?
Hold it. Hey, you.
Huh? Oh, what matter?
Why, the
why are you hanging around this table?
Well, me come here look for friend.
Well, your friend ain't with us. Come on.
Maybe him outside front door. Me go see.
I didn't see that Redskin.
Oh, nor me.
I ain't sidled up to the table.
Did he hear anything?
I don't think so. I stopped you when I saw him come close.
Well, this ain't a good place to talk. Listen, boys. We'll meet at the shack later on. I'll outline the plans there.
Bueno. Suits me.
Now what are you looking at, Scar?
Don't that critter ever go to bed.
Huh?
Now he's in again and heading for this table.
That old galoot. I'd like to fix him for keeps.
Quiet. He's coming.
Don't that get me
stormed. This is the last time I'm going to speak about the same subject.
What do you want now, Sheriff?
Get.
By what authority? We're not breaking the law by sitting here. This is a public place.
I say get. For you, Breed, that means vamoose. What's more, I'll back it up if I have to.
All right, all right. We were just leaving anyhow.
One thing more. If anything happens in this town while you three are around here, I'm going to hold you responsible. Remember that.
We've heard that before. There's always got to be proof, Sheriff, before you can charge a man with crime. Remember that.
I'll get going.
Come on, boys. It's time we got out of here.
The Lone Ranger was camped near town. He'd been waiting for Tonto since early evening. When the Indian finally arrived and told what he'd seen in town, the masked man was keenly interested.
So those three have made a friend of Tom Easterly.
That's right.
You send the sheriff trying to talk to Tom.
But him not get far. Tom plenty pressed the sheriff.
I don't like that, Kemosabe. Tonto. Are you sure you're watching Breed and Mito?
Me sure. Me know him.
I wonder what those three crooks are planning.
We try to get close enough to hear.
Did you succeed?
Only for a minute. Not hear much.
Did you hear anything at all?
Me hear Butch say, take care of bank tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, huh?
That
was after Tom had left?
That's right.
Come on, Tonto. We've got to get into action right away.
You've hardly touched your breakfast.
I had all I wanted.
You didn't sleep well, did you, son?
I slept all right.
Although I heard you moving about your room.
Oh, that's just your imagination, Ma.
You were out awful late again, too.
Well, what of it? A man's got to have some fun.
Tom, what's happened to you of late? You changed. You changed a lot in the past few days.
Oh, Ma.
Ever since you took to hanging around that cafe.
Oh, stop picking on me, Ma.
I'm not picking on you, Tom. I'm just trying to understand the change that's come over you. That's all.
What change?
Oh, it's not any one thing. It's just a lot of little things. The way you talk.
What's the matter with the way I talk?
Oh, it's out of the side of your mouth. And the way you walk. You've taken to swaggering.
Great day. Can't a man walk the way he wants?
Oh, of course, dear.
Oh, don't worry about me, Ma.
I do worry. You spend so much time in cafe.
But it's not as if I went there to drink or gamble. I just go there to see my friends, that's all. And they may put me in the way of something pretty good.
Oh, Tom, there's a button off your shirt.
So there is.
Oh, I'll see if I can find one like it and sew it on before you go out. That's one of your good shirts. Sit still, son. I'll see who's at the door.
Morning, Mary.
Sherry, well, this is a pleasant surprise. Will you have some breakfast?
No, thanks, Mary. I've had mine. Hello, Tom.
Morning.
sheriff. Is anything wrong?
I don't know, Mary. I'd sooner tackle anything than this job.
Why?
I want you to know one thing, Mary. What I do is for the best interest of everyone concerned.
What do you mean?
I've got to talk to Tom.
About what?
Tom, I told you that no good would come of palling with the crooks.
Crooks?
You can't call them crooks. You've got nothing against them.
Tom, what's the sheriff mean?
Frankly, Tom, I think the best thing that could happen to you would be to get caught at your first crime.
What are you talking about?
Last night, you came to my house and stole my wallet.
That's a lie.
No, Tom. No, no, sheriff.
Well, then what about this button I found on my floor? Looks to me as if it come from that shirt. We can make sure by matching the threads.
Now, see here. If you think...
Hold it. Well, there's other proof. Your hobnailed boots made clear tracks outside the window. I knew as soon as I saw those boot marks who'd been calling on me.
But I didn't.
Oh, Tom. Tom, if you did it, say
but
so.
But I didn't, Ma. I tell you, I didn't do it.
Don't mind if I have a look around, will you, Mary? Maybe my wallet is here somewhere.
No, I won't mind.
Oh, you might turn out your pockets to start with, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, well. Found it right away, huh?
Tom. That's not your wallet.
Someone put it in my pocket.
See if there's around $60 in it.
I've been framed, I tell you. I didn't go anywhere near your place last night, Sheriff.
Don't deny it anymore, son.
But tell him the truth.
Oh, it's no use, Tom. Your own Ma thinks you did it. I don't hold that you're all to blame. Maybe those no-good critters in the cafe put you up to it.
You've got to believe me. I didn't do it. I swear I didn't.
You'll have to do your swearing before the judge, Tom. Come along now. I'll have to take you in.
Tom, my bullet.
Oh, don't take it too hard, Mary. Maybe it's a good thing it happened this way. Young fellas that get away with their first crimes generally wind up on hangman's tree.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Soon after the sheriff lodged Tom Easterly in jail, charged with robbery, Tonto rode into camp and reined up.
Hello. You look well pleased.
That's right. Me have good luck.
Tell me about Tom Easterly. What happened to him?
Well, sheriff take him to jail.
What did Tom have to say?
Him say plenty, but sheriff take him anyway. Him in jail right now.
Did you find Butch Conklin?
Me find him. Him with Scaramito. Me hear him talk.
You kept out of their sight, didn't you?
That's right. Me plenty careful.
Did they know about Tom's arrest?
Me hear him talk about it.
Tell me about it.
Well, Butch meets Scar in town. Reed Ernest, not there. Two fellow right away from town. Me follow him.
Butch and Scar?
That's right. Them go to shack. Me go close to window. Hear most of talk.
Tonto, tell me just what they said.
Butch tells Scar about Tom Easterly in jail.
Darn fool. I don't know what got into him. I guess maybe we overdid the talk of how easy it is to pull the wool over the sheriff's eyes.
Butch, now that Tom is in jail, something you said comes back to me.
What's that?
You said that when a smart army plans a job, he has someone all set to take the blame.
That's right.
Well, if Tom's in jail, we can't put the blame on him, can we?
No.
So, what about our plans?
All we've got to do is to put the blame on someone else, that's all. It's easy enough.
On someone else? Meaning who?
Breed Arnaz.
I see.
That critter would double-cross us soon enough if he could gain anything by it.
Maybe so.
With him out of the way, two-way split instead of three. Someone has got to take the blame. And the breed is elected.
I think Butch Compton is going to try that same scheme he used in Hawksville.
That's how it looked.
That was before he teamed up with Scar and Breed.
That's right.
He got away with his scheme there. It's up to us to see that he doesn't get away with the same thing here.
What you do now?
I'm going to see the sheriff. And I'm going to speak to Tom's mother. Steady there, boy. We have a lot to do, Tonto, before those crooks try to rob the bank.
Easy, Silver. Come on, Silver!
Through the darkness that shrouded the bank. Breed Arnaz didn't suspect that he'd been chosen by his companions as the one to assume the full guilt for the night's work.
Senor, keep it quiet, Breed.
I hope you don't make a mistake now that we don't have time for the victim.
Don't worry about it, Breed. I know what I'm doing. Here we are.
It sure is dark.
So much the better. Now, Scar, you know the plan?
Sure.
You stay outside here, Scar.
Yeah.
Breed, you come inside the bank with me. If there's any danger, Scar will warn us.
See. But how are we to get inside the bank, amigo?
I've got that all worked out. I made it my business to know the layout of things. There's a window right near here. Hey, come on, Breed.
Muy bien.
Keep your gun handy, Breed, and stick close to me.
See.
Just a minute now. Here's the window. I think I can snap the bolt on it. There.
You have the lock broken?
Yeah. I'll have her open in a second. That does it. Now climb in, Breed.
Muy bien.
You should have taken the spurs off.
I am inside.
I'll stay right there till I get through the window.
Dark in here. I cannot see anything.
You don't need to see anything. Take hold of my sleeve so we don't get separated.
You know where to go, amigo?
Yeah. Blame spurs of yours are noisy.
I'd be sorry.
You got matches with you?
See.
We may need some light when we get to where the cash is kept. This way now. Don't bump into anything.
I'd be careful. Are you sure you know where to go?
I know the inside of this bank like I know my own home. I step around this corner. Yeah, this is it. I'll stand right where you are.
Is this in the morning?
Yeah, there's that drawer here somewhere.
You want the light?
Not yet.
What is that?
Take it easy. I'm just feeling around here for the cash drawer.
Senor, the noise.
Shut up, will you? Just snapped the lock, that's all. I don't know if this is the right drawer or not. Just stand right where you are. You'd better get a match ready.
No, don't. Keep your voice down.
Who is it?
This knife. And you keep quiet, me shove hard.
That goes for both of you.
But who are you?
Breed, I'm here to save your life. Butch's plan to have you killed.
That's a lie.
You keep quiet.
What are you?
They're waiting here in the darkness for you. Butch Conklin didn't need any light. He asked you to strike a match so his partner outside could see to shoot you.
Caramba. Is he true?
It ain't true.
Quiet.
Conklin didn't need the light because he's already filled his pockets with money.
You beat.
The trick worked very well in Hawksville, didn't it, Conklin?
But why did he want to kill me?
For the bank robbed. Someone had to take the blame. Butch and Scar planned to tell the sheriff they saw two men looting the bank. They were going to say that they shot one, meaning you, that the other escaped.
So that is it.
Even though the sheriff doubted their word, he could do little. It had been the confidence of a jury by the mere fact that they got one of the crooks. The one who supposedly escaped with the money would never be found.
There ain't a word of truth in that.
There isn't enough. All right, Butch, come here.
Stop pulling me around.
I just want you out of the way. I'm going to light a match, then drop out of the line of fire before Scar shoots. Watch this, Breed.
I am watching.
Here goes.
Caramba. He spoke the truth. You are the double-crossing pig. You plan to kill me.
Are you convinced?
Oh, that is what you planned for the other one.
So that is why you would not tell me of all the plans.
Now, wait, Breeze.
Wait for what?
Why, it's a trick, Archie. It's a put-up
job. I don't believe you.
Keep your voice down, you fool. You bring that child will break up that puppy. Go ahead. I show you. I think you. I'll show you.
I hope that'll do, Breeze. You can get square by telling what you know about Butch Conklin.
Here's the light,
it was the trick.
Go on, Scar. Get in here. Stop shoving him.
They tricked us.
Stay right where you are. Don't give me no excuse to shoot. How about them lights?
I'm lighting the lamp, Sheriff.
You said it. You see?
There.
Signor, I tell you things about this man Butch here.
You'll get the chance to talk, Breed. And see if he's got the cash in his pocket.
Now, wait a minute, you. Look at that.
Just what we figured.
He did have the money.
Well, I guess that's that. As for you, Scar...
You got nothing on me. I was outside. I looked through the window that had been opened. I seen someone in here and figured it was a robbery. I shot.
That's the story we figured you'd tell.
He lied. Senor Sheriff, he lied.
Breed, you...
I will tell all I know. I will tell about the time you and Butch shot the storekeeper. I will tell about that robbery in Twin Rock. I will show you what happened to those who tried to double-cross me. I will have plenty to say.
I guess there won't be much trouble making a case against these poor cats. Now we... Hey, where's that masked man? Where'd he go?
Him go out window.
Doggone.
Come on, Silver.
That's him. He's riding away.
Hmm. Well, boys, bring these crooks along. I've got something else to do. I've got to explain a robbery.
Tom Easterly, instead of spending the night in the jail, had slept in a small cell that opened into the sheriff's office. He was awake, sitting on the edge of his bunk when the lawman opened the door.
Morning, Tom.
Morning.
We had sort of a ruckus in the jail last night. I reckon the noise must have kept you awake, eh?
What's the difference?
You know who I got locked up in the jail?
What do I care?
I thought you'd be interested. They're friends of yours.
Yeah?
Bree Darnes, Butch Conklin, and Scar Meador.
Oh, so you got them, eh? I suppose you framed them the same as you did me.
They didn't need framing, Tom. They was caught red-handed trying to rob the bank. You know... They had it all planned to frame the Breed for the job. They were going to kill him and let the law find him there.
I don't believe it.
I reckon you'll get to believe it when you see him. Come on, I'll show him to you.
You mean leave this cell?
Sure. You're free to leave now.
Free?
Yep. Come along, Tom.
But that robbery...
Oh, that's all accounted for. I told your ma about it. She was mighty happy that you were innocent. This way, Tom.
Then you believe that I was framed?
Sure I do. But you ought to thank your lucky stars for it.
What's lucky about spending the night in jail?
We'll go out this door.
Well, who framed me?
I'll tell you about that in a minute. I want you to see the prisoners. There they are. Locked up nice and tight.
Gosh.
Sheriff, you gotta listen to me. You can't let that Breed escape hanging because he was the one that squealed at us. You gotta give me a chance to talk, huh?
Easy, double-crossing one.
You got nothing on me, Sheriff.
David, shut up, all three of you. Tom, if you hadn't been locked up yesterday, you might be in there with them.
Golly.
They don't look so big and important now, do they?
No.
Nothing but mad dog killers waiting to be sentenced to hang. Have you skunks got anything to say to your young friend here?
Yeah, take the pipsqueak away. We don't want to see him.
We're going to move two of these to the next county where they can be tried for murder. The evidence Breed gave us will hang him. You might go and see that hanging.
No, I've seen enough. Let's get out of here.
All right, Tom. Yeah. Now, Tom, about that charge against you.
You said I was free.
You are. Don't you want to hear what happened?
I don't care. I'm glad it happened. I might have been with those three. Or dead.
Yep, that's right. You see, Tom, there was a man who figured that same way. He had an idea what these crooks were planning. He thought it'd be good if you were out of circulation for a time.
Oh.
So he went to your house while you were sleeping. He borrowed your hobnailed boots and took a button from your shirt. Then he came to my place and we talked things over. I went along with his plan for two reasons. I wanted to catch these crooks in the act, and I didn't want you to be with them. So I jailed you.
Sheriff, I wish I knew who that man was, because I'd like to thank him.
Oh, you can't thank him. He didn't wait around, but I'll tell you who he was. He was a Lone Ranger.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.